What was her name? We're not sure. We just call her the woman of the well. We may not know her name, but we do know something about her. She was a Samaritan woman, and she was thirsty. She had come to draw water from the well on a hot day. She came to get something to drink. But in reality, her thirst was deeper than that. Even among her own kind, she was an outsider. This woman was a woman with a past, a reputation. Everyone knew her past. She had 5 husbands and was living with a man without the benefits of marriage. And really, she needed something more than water. She needed some peace from the turmoil. She needed some peace in the chaos of emotions and relationships in which she lived. She needed the love that she so desperately sought, but failed to find over and over again. She needed someone whom she could trust and believe in. She needed a savior. She needed a Messiah. The woman at the well needed a lot more things, but it was her need for water that brought her to the well and this chance encounter with Jesus. So she was there, and so too was Jesus. And Jesus reached out to her in her loneliness and said, "Excuse me, may I have a drink of water?" Like the woman, Jesus was thirsty too. It was a hot day, and he and his disciples had been walking since sunup. He needed water for his parched thirst and parched throat. But you know, Jesus had a deeper thirst. He sensed the deeper thirst in her. And out of compassion, he needed to offer her. He needed to offer her help. He yearned to touch and heal the hurt and pain and mistrust, to fill the emptiness of her soul with the love and peace of the Heavenly Father. Close to home, are we thirsty too? Is there a dryness or something in our life that has been burnt by the heat of someone else's hate or damaged by broken trust? Is there part of our soul that we have failed to water and, like a neglected houseplant, is brown and wilting and dry? Is there a need in us for love, forgiveness, for acceptance? Are we searching for something deeper, more meaningful in life? Well, friends, come to the well. Come to the well and meet Jesus here. He will give us life-giving water, living water that brings new life to the parched and thirsty parts of our heart and soul. Very simple question, how can you and I receive this living water so that we will never be thirsty again? Well, we receive this living water from Jesus by praying every day, like the woman at the well, to have a conversation with him. Him and us, we and him. We can do that by reading our Bible every day, listening to him speaking to our parched and thirsting soul. We can turn to Jesus for mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. As we pour out our soul to him, he listens to us as he listened to that woman, so thirsty and parched her soul. When we come to meet the priest in the name of Jesus, you and I receive that living water from Jesus. In addition to confessions on Saturdays every week of the year, there are 2 Lenten communal penance services coming our way. This Tuesday morning at 10:45 with 5 priests. Next Sunday evening at 6:30 with 5 priests as well. What a great opportunity to meet Jesus at the well of salvation, to come to know him and hear him and receive him. And of course, like Mitchell, Brandon, Aaliyah, and Ava, who are seeking to be baptized and can't wait to be washed in the waters of new life. For all of us, this Lent is a special season for us to come to the well. Parched that we are, searching, thirsting, wanting, hoping, and needing. And so what is this time? It's a time to be taken and appreciated. This is our appointed time. God sends our way, like spring, to be renewed, to be refreshed and recharged. So I invite you to come to the well of Jesus, to never be thirsty again. The water that Jesus gives will turn into a spring, welling up to life eternal and a life filled with love.